Welcome to the Business and Leadership Channel. My name is Michelle Boulay, and I'm so honored to be a sponsor here at this amazing conference because it's my passion to help you connect to your own inner leader and let that transform the businesses and relationships you create. I'm a life coach and healer and an internationally recognized award-winning dance artist. And dancing taught me to listen to my own inner voice and let that guide me to my success. A very common thing that happens for business owners, creatives, and leaders is that you're so close to your next goal or breakthrough and then you stop. Doubt kicks in, worry, procrastination, fear, overwhelm, which kill growth in your business and creative process. So I'm giving a talk here on Saturday, October 24th, where you'll learn tools so that you can show up with clarity and belief in yourself and your ideas, consistency to keep showing up, and the embodied and intellectual understanding to move you gracefully through the challenges you'll meet as you grow, as you go for your goals. If you can't make it live, pick up your phone now, go to Instagram or Facebook, find me, follow me, and DM me the word success, and I'll send you the free resource I'll be sharing at my presentation. It's also in the show notes. However, I do recommend you attend live here or at my main stage presentation to get the full scope of what I'll be sharing to help you realize your creative dreams. And now, please enjoy this next presentation.
So thank you once again to our sponsor, and just a few logistic things I forgot to say. So when you are chatting in a chat box, make sure that you select two panelists and attendees so everyone can see what you're sharing. And if there are any questions, it might be at the very end, but this is going to be more about sharing your experience throughout this practical session. So now let me introduce to you Catalina Koopmans. Good morning, Catalina.
Hi, John.
Good morning and welcome. So I'll say a little bit about you and about what you're going to bring to us today. So Catalina is a certified embodied facilitator and a certified professional coactive coach. Before her deep dive into coaching practice, she's worked for 15 years in academia, doing sociological research and the uses of visual evidence, and creating courses that prioritize students' personal as well as their intellectual development. For both her teaching and her research, she has won awards. And the various strands of her work come together in her workshops on embodied writing. These workshops help writers collaborate with their own bodies to create more sustainable, enjoyable, and successful writing lives. And what she's bringing to us today is a practical session called Carrying On With Your Writing, Possibilities in Movement. So this is going to be a very useful session for working with stuckness, distractedness, and other everyday writers' alignments. It will include the whole body movement, ideally done standing. We will see that. You will take us through that. But anyhow, if whoever's here has got some writing pieces, this is an ideal place to bring them and explore some different ways of how to deal with that. So very warm welcome once again, and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jana, for hosting me, Dee for tech hosting me, and everyone for coming to this session. I'm really excited about this, and I've been looking forward to this for a while. Now it's finally here, so I'm going to begin by taking a moment to land here, and I invite you to do the same. So anything you want to do, a little stretch, a little shake, anything to make you feel that you can arrive to this session in the way you want to, please do that with me, and we'll begin. So Jana already introduced it. This is going to be a very practical and experiential session. I want to take you through an experience that connects bodily ways of being to the activity of writing. And my hope is that you'll leave the session with an expanded sense of how you can support yourself in your writing. And especially when at moments when there's pressure to get it right or to do it now, and that might be blocking or making writing quite difficult. We have more resources than we typically use, and our bodies offer really effective ways to keep expanding our access to those resources. And that's what I want to give you a taste of in this brief session. So I hope the session will give you an opportunity to practice expanding your resourcefulness for writing. And the plan is also that you'll get a bit of actual work done as well. So I hope that sounds good. And I see that there are some people who kindly joined the main room, which is wonderful. And later, if some of you want to come or be here and turn your cameras on, that would be great so that I can see a few people as well. That would help me in the facilitation. Great. Thank you for doing that. Jana already mentioned it. I work as a life coach and embodied facilitator for most of the time, and also still as an academic, university researcher, writer, and editor for some of the time too. And academic research and then teaching was my full-time career until a few years ago. I've had many years to discover and experience my relationship with writing, both the pleasure in it and the struggles with it. So from childhood, I've loved writing and I've always been writing a lot. But then when I got the privilege to be able to do that for a living, it also became quite stressful, because then expectations rolled in about finding the right words, delivering text in specific timeframes. And I noticed that an experience often of feeling like I was fighting myself to get to my writing, to stay with my writing, to do my writing. And observing myself and others in academia and other domains, I actually see quite a lot of that. Wrestling with writing, a kind of dance of procrastination and then binge writing. So for a long time, avoiding it, and then this push, and a lot of stopping and resisting. And for me, this can be because I lose my sense of the text, or what I've written yesterday, today doesn't seem usable or any good anymore. Or I've got no energy, or I feel like I'm not in the right frame of mind. And so I found that there's lots of advice about writing and courses out there, and many of them are quite good. But then when I did the embodied facilitator training, something really clicked for me. Something really clicked. And it's to do with the simple fact that the body is involved in all of that. In all of that wrestling, in all of that resisting, in the stopping, in the avoiding and the binging. It's involved in all of that. Now, there's no way the body cannot be involved, of course. But it's still something else to pause and become aware of that and then work with what we can do with that awareness. So to check this, you can do a brief check to fill into this for yourself. So if you bring to mind a time when you were writing and it was going well, bring to mind a time when you were writing and it was going well. And then bring to mind a time that you were writing and it was a struggle. What was different in your body? What was different in your body? Can you locate something that was different in your body? And if you want, you can put that in the chat. What was different in your body? Okay, there's some responses coming through. Fear, tension in my back. Solar plexus open or closed. tense in my shoulder, restless. Yeah, not breathing properly. Yeah, yeah. So so for me, I also notice a real difference in kind of a coming forward, a contracting when I'm struggling with my writing, or a freezing where I kind of feel stuck and stopped physically, which also translates in feeling stuck and stopped mentally. There are more responses coming through. Great. So I want to say what idea underpins all of the writing workshops that I offer and the journey that I am on myself with my writing. And this is the idea that the more awareness we have of the body, the bodily way of being that we bring to our writing, the better it is. Because the more awareness that we bring to the body of writing, the more we can meet ourselves where we actually are. And the more we have a chance of, instead of fighting or going against how we are, moving with ourselves and moving with what needs to happen or what can happen in and for our writing. And then also, the more awareness we have, the more possibility we have to negotiate or play with what we might be able to do in our bodies, through our bodies, to support ourselves in writing in the way that we want, to generate more ease for writing, more comfort, more possibility, more pleasure. So I think the body is the key to that. And another way of saying this that I like using is to give the metaphor of a house that is like your space of writing, a space where there is presence of mind, a space where there's breath, a space where there's possibility. And usually our entry point to the house is the front door. And that's our habitual ways of going in, and those have a bodily signature as well. And usually that works fine, but some days the front door might be very heavy, and even the thought of opening it is exhausting already. And so working with the body, what if we can open up side doors or windows through which you could also enter, which would bring you into a different part of the house to access that writing space? And it might feel different, because if you enter through the kitchen window, that's not the same than going through the front door. But it's still all your house. It's still your space. And the more of it that you can inhabit, the more possibilities there are for your writing. Okay, so I hope that you have brought something with you for this workshop that you are working on, something, a piece of writing that you are working on, or maybe you have something in mind. And I want to ask you now to think of something that you want for your writing. And it can be something that you want for the text, so more flow or more clarity or more humor, or I don't know, anything you want for the text. Or it can be something that you want for you as a writer working on the text. So more ease, more comfort, more courage, anything that you like. And then think about that for a moment and distill it down to one thing, and then write that in the chat. One thing that you want for your writing right now. When you're ready, write that in the chat. Great. Okay. Flow, truth, more clarity, beginning, more ease, more presence, structure, clarity, and finishing power, more courage to flow, more ease, confidence, overarching holding, weaving all into new, more words to express my own voice more clearly. Yeah, beautiful, okay. My message to be punchier, great. Courage to completely let go, beginning. Okay, great, thank you. So I want to move us into the main exercise for today, which is we're going to work with the four elements of earth, water, fire, and air. And this is a classic embodiment model or map. And yeah, it works as a map to explore different embodied qualities, to surface preferences, or to work on range and versatility through the body. And as such, it's been used in many different times in different cultures. And the version that I am using, my take, is heavily influenced by what I learned on the Embodied Facilitator course. And if you're curious about how the four elements are taught there, and Mark Walsh is the person behind that, Mark has several resources online, so you can look up Four Elements, Mark Walsh, Embodiment Coaching, and he has a Four Elements meditation that I very much like as well. And my application to writing of this model is also influenced by Marcella Wiedrich of Fierce Embodiment, who is at this conference as well and who works with the four elements a lot too. So what I like about this model is that it is intuitive. So it's easy for most of us to find the elements and their embodied forms in our bodies quite readily. Our bodies know them already. And so it's easy to find them and then to note their differences. And another thing I like is that because they hang out in different parts of the body and have different movement qualities and directionality to them, that really gives us a way to work with that terrain, to open up that house of writing through their differences, through the contrast that they provide. So we're going into the exercise now. And so I'm going to stand up for this and lead you through some whole body movement. You are invited to follow along with this and do this in whatever way is comfortable to you. Ideally standing, but can be done seated as well. I'm not going to stop in between. I'm going to take us through all the four elements. But you are welcome to stop at any time and come back in. If you have your camera on in the main room, I would love it. I'd love to see a few people so that I can have a sense of that we're doing this together. But if you're more comfortable turning your camera off, please do that as well. My main interest is that you get to have the experience. So make sure that you make yourself comfortable. To feel something in your body and to have that experience. Okay, so with that, I will be standing up. And we will start with the element of earth. And so to begin, feel your feet on the floor and notice your weight, whether you are sitting down or standing up, notice your weight and how it makes contact with the seat of your chair or the floor. And the directionality of earth is down, so using your hands you can press down gently. And if you like, also make a sound, a deep sound. Oh. And let the breath move with every exhale into the lower part of your body and down into the ground. Oh. And then come into a walking movement where you take a few steps in one direction and a few steps in another direction and keep it very simple. The idea is to find a pattern that you can repeat. So I am doing two steps forward, two steps back. So find a simple walking pattern that you can repeat. And once you've found it, slow it down by half. So this is another quality of Earth. It's slow. And pay attention to the rhythm of the movement, to the physicality of it. So the feeling of your feet touching the floor and the feeling of your legs moving. And stay with it, with this repetition, with this pattern that you have decided on, and with this pace. Keep it regular. The sense of slowness, regularity, rhythmic cadence, stability in here as well. And keep doing this a couple more times. Keeping your awareness on the rhythm and on the lower part of your body that is doing the movement. And if you are seated, imagine that you are doing this. And now, with your hands, draw a box in the air, bringing to that movement the same qualities that you just explored in the walking. Slow, regular, repeatable, organized. Paying attention to the corners, to the pacing. And then finish that. And now, if you have a pen and paper nearby, you can move slowly towards that, or you can stay standing and do this in the air. See if you can translate or transfer some of the qualities of Earth to a movement of writing. What would it be like to bring the qualities of Earth into the movement of writing? And I don't mind if you're writing actual words, if it's just marks on paper. Visit the writing movement of Earth. What does that feel like? And as you do that, check in with yourself. Do these qualities feel familiar to you? Are you like this in your writing and in your life a lot? Or maybe they feel unfamiliar and maybe they bring up some discomfort. Or maybe there's something here that is longed for that you want more of. So if any of these three things are true, there's information in there that might be useful. And then prepare to let that go. And take a moment to transition. So we are leaving Earth behind. It's the slowest of the four. So we're going to move through the others a little bit faster. And if you want to shake or wiggle, get ready for the second element we're going to explore, which is water. So water is still slow, but it is a lot more flowing. And it hangs out in the core of the body. So start using your hips, your belly, your chest, your shoulders, your spine. And it has a quality of relaxation to it, of letting go. And so a sound that you could make here is a nice deep sigh. Feeling of letting something go, softening your knees, your belly, your chest, softening your face as well, your forehead, your eyes, relaxing the cheeks, the jaw, letting your tongue hang loose in your mouth. And move in all directions. Water can move in all directions. And make the movement continuous so that you really never stop and one movement flows into the next. Water changes shape to accommodate what it meets. It can move around obstacles. So notice that receptive quality in it and that capacity to change and what that feels like. And now pick something, either inside of you, a feeling, an impulse, or something outside of you, something you see in your environment, that you want to move with for a few moments. So this is the relationality of water. Let yourself be influenced or moved by something. It could be a feeling in the stomach or a plant or an object or something you see outside the window. Let it influence how you move. Move with it in relationship. And then again, flow to your page if you're working with pen and paper, or stay here and begin to explore what it is to bring this movement into writing. How would you transfer and translate the qualities of water into the movement of the hand doing writing? And ask yourself, is this how I normally am? Is this familiar to me in my writing, in my life? Does it bring up discomfort? Or is it longed for? Is it wanted? And explore that just a few seconds more. And get ready to transition into the next element, which is fire. So begin to place a bit more emphasis on your inhale through the chest and press your palms together, creating some resistance to feel a muscular energy waking up. So the directionality of fire is forward. So now with your gaze focused, create a movement where you stretch out your arm in a sharp, strong movement and aim it towards something in your visual field. There, there, sharp and strong and much quicker than the other two. Fire has a sense of determination, of clarity, of direction. The gaze is focused, the jaw is still soft. You can keep your chin slightly down. There, there. And say the words to give the movement more power. There, there. And then this, not this. This, not this. This, not this. Again, say the words to give the movement more power. The two parts of the movement, the hit and the slice. This, not this. This, not this. There's no smiling, no laughing in fire. It's the clarity, boundaries, unequivocal. You know where you're going. You know what you want. This, not this. And now clear away in your space anything that is not wanted or needed. Push it away, clear it away. And another aspect of fire is the burning passion to express and let something out and show and give. So take a moment to connect with something that lives inside of you. And then through the breath, imagine a fire breath and some muscular action to let it out through the arms. And again, this energy translate onto the page or in writing movements, gestures in the air. Fire in writing. And then prepare to let that go as well. Coming back for the final element, which is air. So for this one, be careful not to hurt yourself. So rise up on the balls of your feet as far as is comfortable. And if you're seated, just create a lifted movement in your chair. And then begin to float your hands and arms up. And float them up till they are just above your head and follow them with your eyes. And begin to bounce and enjoy a sense of freedom up here, a sense of careful abandon. So using your arms to throw and a sense of freedom and upward lightness that is. So if you like, use some imaginary juggling balls to play with for a few moments and see what you can do with those balls. Different ways you can throw them, higher, lower, faster, slower, from underneath your leg, with a twirl, anything you want to do. So air is playful, spontaneous, it loves newness and whimsy and it doesn't really matter what we do here. It doesn't all have to be so serious. You can joke around, clown around, laugh and smile, say woo, ah. And there's a real sense of wonder and discovery about air as well. Like there's something new around every corner. So go about the room and discover, ooh, what is here? Ooh, what is here? Ooh, what is here? Ooh, ooh, what is here? And then finally, air also has a spaciousness to it of the long view, the big picture. Being part of a big universe, stargazing. Feeling a sense of space. So again, this one, translate that into writing, writing movement on the page or in the air. And check, is this familiar? Is this how I am a lot of the time with my writing and my life? Is this uncomfortable? Is it wanted? Is it longed for? Do I want more of this? And I think I forgot to prompt you those questions for fire, so you can ask yourself that for fire as well. And then let go of this as well and come back to the screen. And now I invite you into a short writing experiment where you get to pick one of these four elements, the one that you feel serves you the most for your writing right now, or where you have a glimpse of possibility, and to work with that for, let's see, 8 minutes on your own in silence, work with one of the elements, and a poll just popped up on the screen so you can declare which element you're going to work with once you've made your decision. So choose which one. And then for 8 minutes, experiment bringing that element to the piece of writing you brought or the writing project that you're planning or thinking about. And my advice is to try and keep the embodiment of the element, keep in the movement of the element, or keep your awareness on where in the body that element lives as you are writing. So keep some of your awareness on the body at the same time as you're doing your writing. I hope that is clear. So once you're ready, declare what you're choosing in the poll, and then we'll give you a 1 minute warning, but see you in 8 minutes. Enjoy. One more minute. And time for that experiment is up. So come back, and I would love to hear from some of you what that was like. I hope you can all see the poll results. So many people worked with air, so let's start there. So if you worked with air just now, what did you get for your writing from that experience? What did you get for your writing from that experience? Please put it in the chat if you like. What was that like for you? A lightness, Susanna says. Well-being, clarity. Okay, other air people, fantasy writing. Mm-hmm. Writing with my non-dominant hand, nice. Written a summary of a movement course, Caroline, great. The words float, wonderful. The texture of the words on the page got lighter and more curly, nice, nice. Feeling of non-reality, it was freeing. Very nice. Okay, so what about the people who chose fire? The fire people, what was that like for you? What did you get from that experience for your writing? Fierce clarity. There was no doubt, yeah. Helping me be decisive, yeah. Fierce, punchy messages, clarity, confidence. Fast, directed, release, doors opening, great, yeah. Okay, sorry if I can't catch all the messages. Wonderful. Okay, let's move to the people who chose water. So what was that experience like for you, and what did you get for your writing? Benji, chosen air and water to ease your writing, but it's still slow and difficult. Maybe I should keep practicing. Yeah. For water, it's okay if it's slow. And yeah, you might be able to practice cultivating some ease in your body to help with ease on the page as well. Water, a lot of movement verbs crept into my writing. The sentences were longer and have a flowing quality, Jessica, yeah. Yeah. Moved over the blocks, didn't worry too much, yeah, Jasmine. Great, and then the earth people who chose earth, what did you get from that 8-minute experience? If you're willing to share in the chat. Good, solid, short piece, Catherine. Yeah, I'm zooming in on that word solid there. That sounds earthy to me. Okay. Flow and a lot of fantasy. Grounding, connecting to senses and feeling connected to my story and characters. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Well, that gives me a sense that you got something out of this for your writing, and hopefully a sense of those side doors, windows through which you might approach your writing space and what that opens up and makes accessible in terms of resources that you do have. So I want to end with giving you some brief tips for taking this out, because what we've done is a full body movement, kind of the big version of this, but you can connect to the elements through micro movements as well. So even right now, as you are seated, it's quick to check in with earth by noticing your feet and the lower part of your body and gravity, with water by softening and maybe leaning back a bit and flowing a little, with fire by sitting up a little straighter, breathing in a bit more, having the sense of forward direction, and with air by using your hands and your eyes to reach for something slightly above you, slightly above your head. If you're a visual person, images of the elements can help cue you and your body into an element that might be worth exploring more and working with. And I also recommend practicing what you want to cultivate for your writing in other areas of your life. So walking to the supermarket, or playing with children or pets, or doing the housework. There are many different things that we do every day where you can bring earthy, watery, fiery, airy qualities that then your body recognizes better and better, and makes more available for you to use in your writing as well. So we're going to end here. There's a question. I mentioned Mark Walsh and someone else in the beginning. Who was that? I will type that in the chat. That was Marcella Riedrich. Let's see, Marcella Riedrich. Yes. And if you want more of this, I teach embodied writing workshops and a longer course as well. They are on quite regularly. There's a link that Dee kindly put in the chat to my website page that has the workshops and courses. And if you are coming to one of the three that are currently scheduled till the 2nd of November, you can use the coupon TECH2020 to get 50% off the price of that. And if you know someone else who might like this and who might benefit from this for their writing, please invite them, and you can share the code with them as well. I would be very happy for you to do so.
Thank you so much, Catalina. This was wonderful and beautiful. And just to quote some of the comments, it was so provocative and illustrative and just beautifully practical. And I can see a lot of people are going to use this still today as they're writing their blogs and other of their pieces. And I really want to remind every single one of you who are here today, and those who are not, but just listening to us, you have this session free for 48 hours after it has ended. So make sure you use that advantage, and also make sure that you go to our conference website to purchase the conference recording, so you can enjoy this session and other sessions at your own time and pace. You can digest them, have them in your own library. It will be a thank you to us, and it would enable everyone else to join these wonderful contents for free. Also, please, I hope Dee can help us with that. You can find the link to our Facebook group where you can join us for further discussion. You've got all the relevant links regarding Catalina, so you can enjoy the benefits that she's bringing outside of this session. And don't forget to join us for the next session, which is Stefan Segatori, We Flow, Embodied Collective Intelligence Applied in Business. And we have three more minutes to go, which I think is just enough time for you, Catalina, to share with us a top tip on how to stay embodied.
Be kind to yourself. That would be my top tip.
Wow. And I think that it's so much needed, especially when writers get stuck, to sort of be kind to themselves and explore the way out from that place of love towards themselves. Okay, so we do have two more minutes, and I'm inviting the participants to share whatever their experience was still of this session. And maybe we can go through that. Very grateful. I will start right now.
Yeah, and another invitation I have to participants, if you like, is to make a commitment as to when you are going to do more writing. So when will be your next time that you're going to do writing, and what element are you going to bring along to support you? So if you want to write that in the chat as a declaration, that could be a good way to solidify that commitment as well. I'll read some of the comments.
And there is a question, just how to deal, because we got to one more minute, how to deal with elements that we're not so comfortable with. So maybe you end with that advice, sort of saying.
Yeah. The when discomfort comes up, I think it's always very interesting. And it raises a question, is that because it's a place where we normally just don't go? That we do, our bodies do know it and can recognize it, but we're not so practiced in it. We don't habitually go there. So I would say open up that space slowly and look indeed in which other areas of your life you could practice that. So if it's fire, for example, then what does a fiery walk look like? And it might be a pushing off through the back foot and bringing a kind of momentum to it. And that might be a way to then translate it more easily into your writing as well. So I would say, again, be kind to yourself about the discomfort. It's usually our range is, we're more comfortable with some elements than with others. And explore it slowly if you want to expand.
Thank you. Thank you so much once again, Catalina, for connecting our bodies with our passion for writing. And thanks everyone who joined us this morning, and see you for some next sessions. Goodbye, everyone.